Yes, the Gemara says, Avol b'derabbanan loy. But when the Rabbanan here means when they say the Mishnayis, or they say the Braises, maybe they don't have to speak of Lashon Nekiyah. Tashma, therefore we bring a second pasuk, V'yoyim avativcha Lashon Arumin. No, the Chachamim should also choose a nice Lashon, a Lashon Nekiyah. The Chitayman, maybe I would say from these two psukim alone. Hani minli b'derabbanan. True. When they learn Mishnayis, or when they say Braises, they have to say a nice Lashon. Abba v'mila the Alma, time when people are talking one to the other, loy, maybe they don't have to be marked with it, watch yourself. Tony, speak a nice Lashon and not a Dova Meguna. Therefore, v'yoyim, I bring the third Pasuk, v'das v'asai borim alelu. Even when you stand talking one with the other, you should also make sure to use a nice clean Lashon and not a Dova Meguna. Shredigmar the Kasha, uv'isha loy k'siv bor merkev, is it true like you're saying? That when the Torah talks about a lady, it never says she's a merkev, she's riding, because that's a Dova Meguna, to talk about her riding on a horse. Or a chamor, that she has to spread her feet out. V'yoksiv, the pasuk says in Bereishis, v'atokom rivka v'naroi seho, v'atirkav na'la gemalim. It says that she did get up and she rode on the gemalim. You see, the pasuk says v'atirkav na, that she rode. So the chura she rode here with pisik raglayim. And the gemara hosam mishum v'isusa the gemalim urchehu. Urchehi, I'll tell you here, it's talking about she's riding on top of a camel. A camel is very big, and she's afraid she'll fall off. When you sit on top of a camel, you can't just sit with your 2 feet together on one side. You have to spread out your feet. So since on a camel you have to ride like that, like the Torah doesn't say a sheker, the Torah says the emes. So here we have to say she rode. So therefore this is not called the Lashon Meguna. Like we have no choice. Really, like the bottom of the Rach explains, like the bottom line of the Rach. He says, "Opisak raglayim b'mokim she'efshlo l'hakiroi b'loshon shvach." When we could, we don't say it. We have to say Lashon Shvach. When she's running on a camel, she's afraid maybe she'll fall off. She can't ride it sitting down with her 2 feet on one side. She's afraid she'll fall off it. We have to mention that she's riding it. Is ain olav klum? Then there's nothing wrong with this. Because we can't say shekel, we have to say the emes. So therefore, on a camel, it's alright to say a lashon of rechiva. For the Gemara, V'yoksiv, I'll ask you another kasha. V'yoksiv, the pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe es ishtoi, v'yez bono, v'yakiv em alachamor, that Moshe took his wife and his children, and it says a lashon v'yakiv him, he rode them on the chamor. It says lashon rechiva riding by an ish here, applies to Eshes Moshe. Even though it's not nice, it's a dove maguna. And the Gemara, in Pashid, hosa mishum bonov urchahu. Since it's talking about that Moshe took his children also, and his children dischorim, therefore it's nice to say Lashon Rechiva. Like Rashi says, Shehein Zechorim, Yikos of Lashon Rechiva. His kid children were males, therefore it says Lashon Rechiva. For the Gemara, another Kasha of Oksiv, it says, V'hi Recheves al HaChamor. It says that she was riding on the Chamor. Here, this is talking about when Avigail was going to Dovid HaMelech, that the Dovah had gone to Machlokes with her husband, with Novel, and she went to talk to Dovah HaMelech. So it says that she was riding in a chamor. So the question is, why did the Pasuk say she was riding on a chamor? Here it's a chamor, it's not a camel. So why didn't it say Lashon Yosheveh, she was sitting? And the Gemara Mishum B'Susa Delilah. Here it's talking about she was coming at night time, and at night time she's afraid. So therefore she has to sit on it, but Pisik Raglayim, therefore it's Urchahu. It's a normal manner to sit with your spread out legs. Therefore, it's alright if the Pasuk says it. V'yiboy yisem, another teretz is, mishum b'isusa delay v'leka. Maybe no. Anisha, a woman, should not be afraid just because it's nighttime. Nighttime is also not a good enough excuse to ride with a pisuk reglayim. Now, I'll tell you, mishum b'isusa de David. But here she was afraid, she had to go talk to the melech David, that she had to stick up for her husband, she was afraid what would come out of it. That's why she couldn't sit in a normal manner. That's why she had to sit the pisuk reglayim. And therefore, it's alright the fact she did it. The boy is saying another teretz is Bisusa the David Namilek. No, she wasn't afraid of David HaMelech, or even if she was this much afraid, is not enough that an isha should sit with her legs spread out. Now I'll tell you, the teretz here was Mishum Bisusa the Har. Here it's talking about she had to ride up a high mountain. So going up the mountain, there, Poshid, she'll fall off the Chamor. So the only way she could ride up a mountain on the Chamor is by spreading out her legs. Therefore it says Lashon Rechiva. Fred Gemara, we said before, the reason why by Noach, the Pasuk says, because it's a lashon meguna to say tameya. Kadimor, is that true? The pasuk doesn't say tamei. A lot of psukim in the Torah say lashon tamei. So the more elo, the pshat is like this: kol heichod echi hadadi ninu. Any time we could say two lashonis, one like tamei and one that's not tamei. One's a nice lashon, one's not a nice lashon. So them shita mishtoi b'lashon nikiya. You are supposed to always use a nice lashon, speak nicely. Or b'kol heichod an efficient mili. Whenever, in order to say a nice lashon, you're going to have to say a few extra words, a few extra oisiyos, then the klal is mishtoi b'lashon ksara. It's better to speak a shorter lashon, even though then you would have to mention the word tamei. In other words, tamei you do have to mention certain times, because that's a shorter way of talking. And kidi omar rav hun omar rav. Like Rav Huna said over the name of Rav, v'yamri lo, and some say, v'yamri lo omar rav hun omar rav mishum rav meir. He said it over in the name of Rav Meir, that the din is lo'olam yishana adam le'talmida derech hitzara. A person should always learn with his talmidim derech hitzara, as short as possible. And Rashi explains simply that the shorter you make it, the more he'll remember it. If you marach, if you say too long, he's not going to remember everything you said. But the shorter you say it, the better off he is, he'll remember it longer. So Rashi explains like this. Let's say the Rashi, the second line, the chol heicha. Rashi behanid l'yel. Ikum, I was there, the question is now, if you're telling me now, it's not good to speak too long, therefore the Torah does say the word Tomei, so how come by the Teva, by Neyach, the Pasta went out of its way to say Asher Enenu Tehira, why did it say a long Lashon? So Rashi, Bahane de Liel Ikum, the reason why one place the Torah said extra words, Lelamdechot, to teach us, She'etzorech lachzer acha Lashon Nekiya, you are supposed to speak a nice Lashon. So therefore, one time the Torah went out of its way to teach us this limud. Aber b'sharim mekayim, the rest of the places, k'siv lashon meguna v'katzer. But other places it does say the word tamei, because there it's a shorter lashon. Alam dechot, teaches this yisoid. She yishan adam l'talmidei lashon katzara. A person should always learn, teaches talmidim in a short lashon. Lefi shemeskayemes girsa shaloi yoiser min harucha. Because the Talmud will understand it, will keep it with him longer, he'll remember it longer than he will remember something that Yomara is saying too long. Now, Pshita, you have to explain it to him. If the Talmud doesn't understand it, you can't just say it once and say, I'm saying a Lashon Ksara, that's all. Rather, you have to explain it the best you could. But just while you're explaining it, try to say it as possible, a Lashon Ksara, as much as possible. Yeah, it's more vital. Yeah, for the Marakash is the truth. The Chol Heicho Dechi Hadodi Ninhu Mishtoi Iboloshin Kavod. Any time in the Torah in the Pasuk, he could say two Lashonis, a Lashon Niki and a Lashon Meguna. It always says the Lashon Niki better, the nice Lashon. V'horecheves V'yoycheves Dechi Hadodi Ninhu. It says the Pasuk before we had in Shmuel. It says V'hi Recheves Alachamor. Now the word Recheves and the word Yoycheves is the same spelling. It could have said Yoshevis just as well as Recheves. Techiadodi ninum. O come a Recheves. Still the pasuk says a Lashon Recheves, which Recheves means a Lashon Pisuk, Rabayim, Raglayim, spreading out the feet, which is not so nice. How come the pasuk doesn't say a nice Lashon of Yoshevis, it should have said? And for the Gemara, Recheves Ksiv. It's not true, because when it says a Lashon Recheves, it's without the Vav. So without the Vav is shorter. So then the question is, why didn't it say Yoshevis also without the Vav? So Tzitzis asked this question. The second Tzitzis is Recheves. V'im toima lichtev nam yeshevas v'yoyim v'yoyim erid lo imotz l'michtev yeshevas v'alecha d'chsiv yoyshe b'loi vav also l'drosha. Whatever it says the word yoyshe without a vav, it comes to tell us something. It has to be a drosha. And here we don't have a drosha. Therefore, yeshevas without the vav it can't say. But Recheves it could say it. Therefore, it says the Lashon Ktsara of Recheves. Yes, something more about it. Hanu trei talmidei dehevei yasvei kaimei derav. There were two talmidim sitting in front of Rav. Chadoma, one talmid said a lashon like this: Shevesinu hay shmaiteto kidover achar mesankun. Hey, Shevesinu hay shmaiteto means this learning, this shiur that you gave us, made us kidover achar. First, kidover achar means like a chazir, like a pig. Mesankun, a tired pig. In other words, meant to say the shiur knocked us out, made us very tired. The Chadom, another Talmud said, Shevesinu ha'ishmaiteto, this learning that you taught us made us, kigdi misankun, like a tired out gedi, tired out goat-like. Is So that's a nice lashon. That's not so bad. But the first Talmud, the Chur, that used a lashon of Dov Rach of a pig is not so nice. So the Gemara v'lo yishtoi Rav b'hadei deheich. And Rav did not talk with that Talmud anymore. And since he didn't say, he said a lashon meguna, he didn't want to talk with him. So the Gemara hanu trei Talmidi deheve yasvei kaimei dehillel. There were two Talmidim sitting in front of Hillel. V'chad v'nayu Rabbi Yechinen ben Zakkai. One of these two Talmidim was Rabbi Yechinen ben Zakkai. The Yamar Lo, others says the Maisa was like this. Kaimei de Rebbe. That the two Talmidim were sitting in front of Rebbe. V'chad v'nayu Rabbi Yechinen. And one of them was Rabbi Yechinen. Now, Chadoma, one Talmud asked a question like this. Mipnei ma boitzrim b'tayro v'ein moiskim b'tayro. Like he asked a question, how come the locher is boitzrim b'tayro? It means when you're picking off grapes, when you put them in a basket, the basket has to be tore. As I say, boitzrim means picking off the grapes, b'tayro has to be put into a toradika basket. Of a v'ein moiskim b'tayro. But when we pick off olives off the tree and put it into a basket, we do not have to use a clear basket that's tor, but it could be tummy. That was the Talmud's question. Now this is called a loshin noki, a nice loshin. He didn't say ein moiskin b'tummy, but he said, how come the ein moiskin b'tayra? How come by the masika, by taking off the olives, it doesn't have to be in a Torah dik keli? The Chadomer, the next Talmud, asked a question like this. Mifnei ma boitzrim b'tayra. How come when you pick off the grapes and you put it into a basket, the basket has to be tor? How come when you put the olives off the tree into a basket, the basket could be tummy? See, he didn't use a lashon nikiyah. He just said, how come the basket could be even tummy? So either Hillel or else Rebbe answered back. Omar, he said, I am for sure that this person will steigeis to be a meir haroh, will be somebody that paskins for Klal Yisrael. Didn't take a few more days. Until this Rabbi Yechonah or Rabbi Yechonah Metzakai became a Moir Haro Abi Yisrael. Now, the halach, the terrace to this is, the chilik is, that when you're taking off grapes and put them into a basket, so the grapes start to squash and some juice comes out. Now, the juice that comes out of the grape, Yonichu, you like, therefore that juice is Machshir, the grapes, to Makabo Tumah. So if the basket would be Tumah, the basket would be Metama, the grapes. Mashenkin and olive, the juice that comes out by just a little squash of the olives is not choshev juice. You do not need it. You do not want it. It's not called oil yet until you press it out very strong. So therefore, the juice that comes out on the olives you're not nichuith. Therefore, it's not machshev kabotumah. Therefore, you're allowed to put them into a tomatik keli, into a tomatik basket, because the basket would not be metama the olives. So the Mar brings it down just to show us that it's nice to talk a lashon nikiyah and not to talk a lashon meguna. So the Gemara hanu tlosa kahani. There were three kahanim. That chadama, one kohen said like this. Chadamlu hegiyeni kapul. I received from the lechem aponim, I guess the Shabbos used to give out lechem aponim, how much bread did he receive from it? The size of a bean. The chadama, one kohen said hegiyeni kezayis. I got the size of a kezayis. The chadama, another kohen said hegiyeni kizonev halto. I got the size of the tail of a haltor, a type of a sheretz, a lizard, some say. That's the size I got. Which is not a nice way to talk about kochim. You don't say you got the size of a kizon of haltor. His male bodku achrov, when the chom heard this, the chom checked over, looked after this kohen, to make sure he's a kosher kohen. Maybe he's a apostle, if you could talk this way. Umotu by shemet psul. In a chname, they checked him out and they found out something was wrong with him. Shemet psul. And Rashi says, Psul kuna cholol, he was a chol, he's not ready to do the avoida. For the Gemara Akasha, for your Tanan, we learned, Ein deboidkin min hamizbeach ulamala. You're not supposed to check out somebody, a kohen, after we know that the kohen does the avoida on the mizbeach. And Rashi says, Ein boidkin, then you nyuchsin li shisha. If you want to marry an isha, so you want to find a mecheses, if you know that the father is a kohen that works on the mizbeach, does the avoida, you don't have to check him out further. Strashim in the mizbeach lamala, im shimish b'mizbeach. If the kohen does the avoida on the mizbeach, ain tzarech livdoik lamala himenu. You don't have to check him out anymore. Why? The imloy hoyu roy lakun. If it wouldn't be roy for kohen to do the avoida, lohoyu manicha noisel l'shamish. They wouldn't let him be mishamish. Kiditnan, like we learned from Masech Demidis, lishches hagozish. Shom hoyu yoishvim bezdin miyuchse kuna. Olivia kokain shenimsa by psul kishoy roitzel ischanech laavoida loyveshcharim v'yoytzei has b'shach. They started to take the kain and do the avoida. They checked them all out. So any kohen that they allow him to do the avodah sarayi, he's a miyuches. So the question is here, since this kohen was doing the avodah, how come we find out now there's a psul? How did they let him start doing the avodah at the beginning? And for the Gemara, loy teim eshemet psul, don't say we found out that he really had a psul, he was a cholol. Ela eima shachatz psul. There was something wrong with his midas. Rashi says, shachatz hu atzmoi hoyegatz ruach. He was a balgaivenik, this person. He embarrassed kotshe shemayim. We're not allowed to let to do the avoid anymore. Any kohen that doesn't act nice, that does its mevazeh kodshim, we don't let him do the avodah. So that's what came out here. Taki was the miyuchesed, he wasn't a cholul, but since his midas were bad, we didn't let him do the avodah. The boy is saying another terrace is like this. Really, we don't have to check once a kohen does the avodah. Abishani hosam diyu diore nafshe. He made a psul in himself. He did something wrong to make us suspicious that we have to check him out. Now we came out, we found out that after they made the bedika at the beginning, something was wrong there. And itaka was a real psul. So even though usually when someone does the avoid on the mezbech, we don't check him out anymore. But here, since there was a reyes, so he did something wrong, that made us to check him a second time. And itaka found out we made a mistake with the first checking, that this coin was a psul. So the Gemara, another mice, Sahu Armoy, there was a goy. Tehevi Solik V'yachol Psochim Yushlaim. He used to go early regal, he used to go up to Yushlaim and bring a Korban Pesach, and he would eat from the Korban Pesach. And like he was making fun now, Omar, he said, Siv, that even though the Pasuk says, Kol ben Necher lo yechaboy, any goy should not eat from the Korban Pesach. And the Pasuk says, Kol Oro lo yechaboy, even a Yid, if he doesn't have a bris mila, he's not allowed to eat. But me, this guy was saying, I ate from the good meat, the best meat of the Korban Pesach. That's what he was saying. And who was he telling this to? He was telling it to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So, Omar le Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said back to this guy, did they give you teeth from the Pesach, even from the tail? Omar le loy, so he answered back, no, they didn't give me from the tail. So Yehuda ben Beseira told his goy, Kisolik Lossam, when you go back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yishlayim, Eimelu, tell the Chomim there, Sofuli Ma'alia, tell them to give me from the tail. So Rashi explains that really, Yehuda ben Beseira saw that he was a goy, and he was eating from the Korban Pesach, and really he's Mechuyiv Misa, like we'll soon see, some learn a goy is Mechuyiv Misa because it's considered like he's stealing. Hey, since he doesn't have the right to eat this korban, and he's eating it, it's like he's stealing. And the locker is, when a goy does is over one of his mitzvahs, asa rosan zui misosan, so therefore it's chayiv misa. I think the Michas Chinuch learns the pshat is, that this lav of kol ben echel yechaboy goes on the goy. That a goy is not allowed to eat from the korban pesach. If he eats from the korban pesach, it's called he's over an avera of the azara, and therefore it was mechuyiv misa. His other Mepharshim learned, this would not be an Avera for the Goy. The Pshan, this Pasuk of Kol Ben Echel Yechaboy Goy Chinarit, is an Avera of a Tzitziv upon the Yisrael. A Yisrael is not allowed to give a Goy to eat from the Korban Pesach. But some learned it's not an Avera on the Goy. Therefore, why was the Goy Mechuyiv Misi, like we'll soon see, they killed him? Was because he's over in Issa Gezel. But I call upon him, really, Abiyudu Ben Maseir should have killed him. But Rashi says he didn't have the power to kill him. So if Yehuda ben Beseira saw what was going on here, that this was a goy, and he was fooling the Yidden in Yerushalayim, and he was eating a Korban Pesach. So he wanted that the next time he goes to Yerushalayim, they should catch him and stop him from eating the Korban Pesach. So what did he do? He told the goy, when you go there, ask them to give you the aliyah. Let them give you the tail. Now really, the halacha is, the tail of a Korban Pesach, since the Korban Pesach is a keves, the halacha is that the aliyah is also burnt on the mezbeach. You're not allowed to eat aliyah. It's a part that's hooked there on the mizbech. It's burnt. It goes to Shemayim. So the ma'aser was this guy that the Marquis Solik, when he went back to Yerushalayim, Omalu ma'aliyah sofali. He told them, give me to eat from the tail. Omrule, the chom there told, said back to this guy, aliyah, you want to get from the tail? L'gvoya salko, that goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we put on the mizbech, we burn it, we can't give it to you to eat. So the chom saw something was fishy here. Is Omrule, so Chom told to this person, Manam lochahochi, who told you like to ask for the tail? Omalahu, so this person answered back, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omru, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah was the one that asked me, told me I should ask from you to give me the tail. Is the Chum already saw something was fishy here? Is my high the come on? But the Chum said, what's going on here? Like we know, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah knows the halacha that you're not allowed to eat from the tail. Rashi says, my the come on, my hadov razesh shabolah fanayna. What's going on here? So both Kubas and Chum saw something was fishy. They checked out this person. They looked him over. The Yashkiruhu, the Armoihu, and they found out Taka he was a goy. And the male of a cutlu, and the attacker killed him. Like we just spoke out. That they killed him, some of first and learned, because it was over in Issa-Gezel. It's considered like he's stealing from Yisrael. Either because when a guy is nimna on the Korban Pesach, he had no right to do it. So it was like stealing the chelik from the Yisrael. Or some of first and learned that the Korban Pesach is still considered mishuchan gevaya kazochli. You're only getting it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And a guy has no right to do it, so he's like stealing from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Yisra Gezel, as the Rosam Zui Misosin, the Mechuyiv Miser. And we spoke out already, the Minchus Chinuch learns Pshat, that this love of Kol Benechel Yechaboy, this is a love that goes on the Goy himself. He's not allowed to eat from a Korban Pesach. And the Klal is, anytime a Goy is over in Avera, he's Chayiv Miser for it. So therefore, the Chum went and killed him. So the Gemara Shalchu led Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah. So Chum now sent back a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah. Shalom l'chor Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah. Like Shalom, we're sending back peace to you. Like we're giving you a thanks. The At v'Nitzivin, you're living in Nitzivin. That's the place where you live. U'metzudcha u'metzudoscha perus of Yerushalayim, and your traps, your nets are set out even in Yerushalayim. In other words, because of you, we caught this guy that was eating the Korban Pesach. So now the famous question is, how come Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah himself did not go oil regal to bring a Korban Pesach? It's mashmir that he just sent a message, or he told this guy, when you go back the next year for Korban Pesach, speak like this. Mashmir, he himself did not go oil regal, he himself did not bring the Korban Pesach. What was his p'tur? So Taisus speaks out in the Taisus Mi'al Yikosofi. He says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah shloi oil regal, yesh loim some give a teretz, shloi hoye loi karka. He didn't own any karka. Mashma, if you don't own karka in Eretz Yisrael, you have no chiyah to go oil regal. Or Yizokin Hoyer, else he was an older person, Sheni Yochol Ala Bragdav, he couldn't walk anymore. Depotim mi Pesach kumay Maria. The same way he's potter from oil regal Zion, he's potter from the Korban Pesach. Inami, a third Teretz Taisa says, Nitzivin Chutz Loretzi. Nitzivin, the place where he lived, Taka, was in Chutz Loretz. Kudamucha Vesefri, Perak Rei. So according to this Teretz and Taisvis, somebody living in Chutz Loretz has no chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach, and who didn't have no chiyuv to be Eilu Regal. And chiyuv to go Eilu Regal is only people living in Eretz Yisrael, they have a chiyuv to go up to Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. But if you live chutz from Eretz Yisrael, you have no chiyuv Eilu Regal then. That's twice his last Eretz. Mashman, the first two are some argue on this, and that got to brought down some Achleikis Rishonim. To Shaul also in the Gemara and Gittin, but Eilu Regal, about the in Bavel, to go Eilu Regal or not, so in the Shaila. Now, Kopon and Yehuda ben Maaseiah did not go early regal, so therefore, just told the guy, when you go back next year, tell them this, and that's how the Chacham caught him. So the Gemara, Rav Kana Cholish, Rav Kana was getting sick. He shadru Rabbonin, the Rabbonin wanted to know how he was feeling, if he was still alive or not. So Rabbonin sent the Rabbi Yeshua Brei the Rav Idi. They told Rabbi Yeshua Brei the Rav Idi, go and see how he's feeling. Omrule, zil bodek maidine. Go see how Rav Kana is feeling. Is also so Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua, Braid Ravidi went to visit Rav Kana. Is Ashli Chede Nach Navshe. By the time he got there, he was already Nifter. Already died already. Is Kara the Levushe. The first thing he did was he raised Kri, he ripped his begodim. Vyahadri Lekari Lachure. Now before he went back home, he turned the rip to the back. That could they, when the people first see him, they shouldn't be so shocked to see that he was Nifter already, Rav Kana. So he didn't want to shock them. Like Rashi says, Ahadre lekar lachurei, shlo yevinu mar lehedya v'yotze libam. But they should not realize, as soon as they see Rabbi Yeshua, that he has the begodim ripped, they'll understand that Rav Kana was nifter, and everybody will feel so bad right away, he didn't want to like scare them right away. Therefore he turned around his rip in the back, they shouldn't see it right away. Uvachin, he started to cry. V'yotze, and then he came back to Chomim. Is Omru lei, so Chomim asked him, is it true that Nach Nashe the Taka died? Omru lehu, he answered back. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua told the Chomin, no like Kimna, I don't want to say that. I don't want to speak it out of my mouth. I don't want to say that he was Nifter. Why? Because the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Umoitzi Diba Huksil. Somebody that speaks out things not nice is called a fool. In other words, it's not nice to say somebody was Nifter. So he didn't want to speak it out to say Beferish that he was Nifter. So the Gemara, Yoichnan Chakuko Nofik L'Kraisa. Yoichnan, they called him Chukoi, and Taisa says, Pirusha Ben Chananel, Seifer. Chukoi means Rabbi Yoichnan was a Seifer. Re-Pirush, to re-explains, Me'ir Chakuko Ho Yibasef Yeshua. That's the city where he came from. Chukoi upon him Nofik L'Kraisa. He went out to the fields to see how the Tfu is doing, how the Tfu are growing. So the Gemara Kiosi, and when he came, Omrule, they told him, when he came back, Omrule, the Chum asked him, Chitim Nasu Yofis, everybody wants to know, how is the wheat doing out in the field? Is it doing good or not? Omalehem, so he answered back, Sa'irim Nasu Yofis, you should know the barley is doing very good. In other words, the wheat was not doing so good. But he didn't want to say like something not nice, he didn't want to say himself, the wheat is not doing good. Therefore, we would rather say a lashon to say that the barley is doing good. So from that, we should understand that the wheat is not doing so good. Is Omrulei, so Chum said back to Yechanan, say, Ubase lesusul mechamorim. Go and tell your news to the susul mechamorim. Go tell the horses and the chamorim about this. You'll see, because the pasuk says, Hasorim v'yatevel lesusul lerechesh. You should know that the serum, the barley, who do you feed barley to? You feed it to the horses. In other words, they said, Faket, what are you telling us what the barley is doing? Barley is not something like men eat. The ikah for barley is to give it to the behemoths. So the more my heavenly lemaimer, what lashon should have he answered back? Because he didn't want to say the chitim is no good this year. But what other lashon should have he said that we could understand it? So the Gemara says he should have said, ishtakeid nasu chitim yofes. He should have said, you should know, last year the chitim were doing good. And from that we would understand that this year it's not doing so good. And now another pshat is, adoshim nasu yofes. He should have said, lentils are doing good. So for now, we'll understand, lentils are good, but not wheat. Like Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, Adoshim Nasa Yofas, Maicholodim. This is a Maicholodim. So we should have said this Lashon. But Koponim, we see, he was makbid not to say something bad. He only said a nice Lashon, and from this, we'll understand that something else is not so good. Yeah, alright, we'll go now a little bit, learn a little bit on the Dalet already. So the Gemara, Rav Bar Achvo, the Rebbe Chiyah, Ubar Achte, Rav was like the nephew, the son of the brother of Rav Chiya, and Rav's mother was the sister of Rav Chiya. So Rashi explains that Rav's father was called Avoy, and Avoy was a brother to Rav Chiya from the same father. Now Avoy married Rav Chiya's sister, which was from the same mother. Now it's Rav Chiya and Avoy's wife was sisters from the same mother, so they were mutter to marry one another. So the kids, Rav's father and Rav's mother, were both a brother and a sister to Reb Chiya. So Mela, Kisolak Losim, when Rav went to visit Reb Chiya, Omale, Reb Chiya asked Rav, Eva Kain. He asked him, is your father still alive? Is Eva your father? That's his brother, is he still alive? Omale, so Rav answered back, Ima Kayemis. Because Rav didn't want to say back, yes, my father was Niftel, like the Gemara before. It's not nice to say somebody was Niftel. So he said, Aloshin, why you only asking me about my father? Why don't you ask me about my mother? My mother is also your sister. Is Omale, so Enacham, Reb Chiya answered back, Ima Kayemis. So he answered back, and so he asked him, and so let me hear, how is your mother doing? Is my sister alive? Omale, so Rav answered back, Eva Kayim. As Rashi explains, Eva came as if to say, why don't you ask me about my father still? Rashi, Vavi klum kaimu adayin leshivechel olov. In other words, I didn't even answer you about the first question you asked about my father. So the kids around didn't speak out the favors that they were nifter, but Reb Chiya understood from this that both of them were nifter. Is Omalei, so Reb Chiya right away, Omalei lesham, Reb Chiya right away told the Shamish, Cholitz li manoli, take off my shoes. In other words, he just heard now, Reb Chiya just heard that his brother and sister were nifter. He added a shiva for them. So he told the Shamish, take off his shoes. For hoylach kli achra lebeis amerchitz. And right away then, an hour later, he told them, you know what, now let me go to the beis amerchitz, take my kelim, let me take a bath now. So he did this to teach them the halachas, like we're soon going to see. Shema mina tlas. From here we see three halachas. Shema mina ovel osa binyasa sandal. When you are an oval, you're not allowed to wear shoes. You also need a sandal. That a shmua rechoyke, if you hear about somebody who's nifter after 30 days later, it's called a shmua rechoyke. You didn't hear about it right away. Like here, Abchia first heard that his brother and sister were niftar. He heard about it more than 30 days. So Lachur is, you only have to sit Shiva for one day. Even this one day that you're sitting, you don't have to sit the whole day. You just have to sit a little bit of it. That's what he did. First he told him, take off my shoes, let me sit Shiva. And then right away afterwards he said, let me go to take a bath, as if to say, the Shiva is over. I just have to sit the Shrachas. And right away then he went to take a bath to teach him these halachas. All right, we'll stop here.